Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and it's the Monday show. So, how was your weekend? I don't see anybody there yet, but well, you know, I'll just keep going and jump in when you have a minute and have some time. What we're going to talk about is money. Ooh, one of our favorite subjects. Well, to some people, it's a really it's a favorite subject, and to other people, it's like, I don't know if I want to talk about money, because money doesn't seem to be my favorite thing right now. So, but we'll talk about money. We'll talk about attracting money or manifesting money. Use your terminology you want to use on that. And we'll have some ideas. I have some articles. Take your calls. We'll talk about money, how to manifest more money. What's your problems? Why aren't you manifesting enough money in your life? What's the deal? Is there a reason? Can we get into the reason why you're not, or reasons? And I've been studying this for a long time. Like, yeah, law of attraction, kind of money, kind of abundance stuff. Guy, for over 20 years now. And I would say it works for me for the most part. I've always had the ability to attract the money I needed when I needed it. So I would say that that's a very good thing. That goes way back in my history. Even before I started to attract or put attention on the law of attraction, I had this ability to, when I needed money or needed a solution, a financial solution, I came up with it, or I was given it from the universe or God or source. I would say source. So that's what we'll talk about, how to attract money into your life. What do you have to do? What changes do you have to make to attract money? And as an intuitive performance coach, my job is to help you get into the vibrational place where you're attracting more money, solutions, solving problems, financial problems. So we'll talk about money. So how did this discussion of money come about today? I usually find something, I read something that kind of stimulates the idea of talking about money. So where did today's show come about? Let me get into the Abraham quote. A lot of times it is Abraham's quotes. Abraham quotes. Yeah. And then that's where today's quote came from. So this is from 1999 from a workshop in Orlando, Florida. Money aren't the root of happiness. Dollars aren't the root of happiness, but they are not the root of evil either. It will play on the Bible, right? They are the result of how somebody lines up energy. Now that's our key word here, is your alignment of energy, your vibration, and you would say your vibration about money. If you don't want dollars, don't attract dollars. But here's the but part. We say to you, your criticism of others who have dollars holds you in a place where things you don't want, like wellness. Wait a minute. Let me read that over again. I just kind of like, wait a minute, I spaced on that one. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. Your criticism of others who have dollars holds you in a place where things you do want, okay, like wellness and clarity and well-being can't come to you either. So maybe you got enough money, and maybe you're doing fine financially, and you know, you're okay. You know, you're fine. You got money. You have a good income. You have the toys you want. You know, you're taken care of financially for the most part. Everybody wants something more, but let's just say you're okay. But then you go around criticizing other people that have money. Oh, that louse, he just makes money. He just makes money off the back of people. Oh, that horrible person. Blah, blah, blah. We're just, so puts us in a vibrational place where we're not attracting what we do want. If it's not money, then it's wellness, clarity, and well-being. So it's our vibration, it's our energy field that attracts what we want in life. Okay, so, I mean, that's more of a general statement. It really isn't about money so much. It's about our vibration. Where is our vibration? So the first point when I wrote some thoughts down about money, and I asked Spirit to help me a little bit, my spirit guides, it's our attitude about money. What is your attitude about money? And as a coach, as a performance coach, your attitude about money goes way back. And it goes back to your childhood. You develop belief systems about money at an early age. Now, I have a couple articles which I'm going to cover in a few minutes, which kind of highlight these points or kind of go off a little different direction. But it's about money. It's about attracting money. So point number one is your attitude about money. What is your attitude about money? Is it evil? Do you live in the wrong place, the wrong family line, the wrong whatever to have money? Money is really hard to come by. You have to struggle your whole life to get money. What is your attitude about money? That's the first point about money. Attracting money, first point is, what is your attitude about money? And we'll get into some points about that. It's about, what is your attitude? What is your point of view on money? What do you think about money? Is it dread? Is it horrible? I don't never have enough money. I can't seem to ever make money. Personal belief about money. I like to think in terms of money being freedom. Money is freedom. Money allows you to do a lot of things that you don't get to do normally. You know, it's like money gives you opportunities to travel. Money gives you an opportunity. And my final point, which we'll get into more later, is about being generous. Money gives you an opportunity to help other people. Strong point, important point, that we are basically receiving money with the intent of letting it go out to help others. Okay, so I have a caller, so we'll see if they're on to the money program or not. It's not about jobs, it's about money. So we can equate one or the other. Now, you could say, what is your attitude about a job and money, and do you have to work hard, you have to struggle? What is your attitude about money? Or does it come easy? I'm a manifester. Money just seems to come from me all these different directions. I don't have to think about it. Money comes to me. I feel gifted. I have the Midas touch, right? Okay, is that your attitude about money? Or is your attitude, oh, I have to struggle so hard to get money? So what is your attitude about money? That's the point, first point. And I have a couple articles that kind of will get into that a little bit more, about our attitude about money. And the second point, which the articles get into, and I'll just highlight these points I'm going to cover and then some articles that back up some of these ideas, is what's your intention with money? What is your intention with money? What are you going to do with it? What's your intention? What do you need? Satisfied with? What would you be happy with about money? What do you want? Right? So, and why do you want money, and what are you going to do with money? And then the third point is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the how part. So that's a key ingredient in this whole thing, is not worrying about the how part, because we get caught up in, how is it going to get to me? How am I ever going to get money? I don't see how I can ever get money. Well, there's a surrender aspect of that that we can talk more about. The next point we'll talk a little bit more about is living your bliss, living your happiness, just enjoying life, finding things to appreciate and enjoy every day. Because the idea is, if you feel good and are happy and enjoying life, money is one of those things that will flow to you naturally without a lot of effort. Because you're in a space, in a vibrational place. Like Abraham talks about, your energy will cause your vibrational place. If you're in a high-flying vibrational place, that's where you attract money. I do have a caller. Now, you've been holding for a few minutes. Let me just cover a couple more points. And then the point is, stop worrying about money. Just stop it. We'll go back to this idea of how. Surrendering the how part and stop worrying about money. Now, it's not easy. But you can stop worrying by appreciation of what you do have. But we can talk. The articles talk more about that. And then the last point I would like to talk about, and I'll go back to, is being generous. Being the conduit for money. Not a hoarder. Just letting it flow through you to help other people, to do things for other people. You know, even when you buy something at a store, and you know, especially a local store, maybe even a bigger store, you're keeping people employed. Think about it. You're helping keep people employed. You're helping them keep a job by buying something, by going out. Now, I'm not saying you should spend all your money buying frivolous things. I'm not trying to give you that impression that I'm saying you take all your money and go out and buy silly things. No. But you need to be generous with your money. And even buying things at the store that you need and you can use, or buying things that you can help other people with, you're helping people. You're giving them employment. And that's really kind of a cool thing, isn't it? Now, there's nothing wrong with saving money, putting a certain amount of money aside, watching it grow. There's nothing wrong with that. But where do you rely on your source of money? That's the key thing. Okay, so I'm going to take a caller, and we'll talk more about these points, and I have an article or two that we can cover on this show and about money. And then we'll go from there. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Whom am I speaking to?
My name is Katie. I was kind of just listening. I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then I will put you on hold if you don't have any questions or any concerns.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I think I'm good. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, though.
You're good.
Great.
Oh, that's good. It's good to be good, right? I'll put you back
yeah.
on hold.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me get into a couple articles, and it covers some of the main points that I've been covering, and it's a little bit more about manifesting, attracting money in your life. The points I made is that your attitude about money, setting your intention about money, not worrying about the how part. You know, a lot of people in theoretical, you know, in secular ways of looking at money, kind of look at that how part is that it's your responsibility for money. It's your responsibility to go get a job. It's your responsibility to, watch your finances, which is all true to some at some level. But the how part is really the God, universe, source. That's where it all comes from. It's like in my case, many, many years ago, every time I needed something, an answer, a solution came from out of nowhere. It's like, yeah, something arrived just in the nick of time, money that I needed to solve a problem. And there was always a solution. I didn't have the solution, but the solution came to me. And I like to give credit to God, source, for that, the universe, for that. You know, I've studied that whole concept many years about this idea that solution comes from somewhere in a higher consciousness outside of our own consciousness. So, which one am I going to talk about first? Oh, from mindbodygreen.com and 4 steps to attract money into your life. I'll do that one first. We'll just go through the steps. Now, there's a little bit of what my philosophy and the law of attraction philosophy and a little different philosophies here, but we'll go through them and pick out what you feel valuable to you, what feels important to you about money. Get to know your money. That's an interesting point. Get to know your money. And let's see how that ties into my thoughts. Anyone feels disempowered with money has a tendency to ignore their money. So isn't that about attitude about your money? Disempowered with money seems to ignore your finances. We do this because we're scared and intimidated money. So it's an attitude about money. You know, reflecting on that, and spirit throws stuff at me, but it's like the people who win the lotto. If they don't have a good attitude about money, they win millions of dollars, and then within a couple of years, it's gone. They spent it. They've given it away. They've spent it on bling. Athletes are another example. Young men who get a lot of money, who sign a big contract, They're saying in the National Football League, I forgot the percentage, but it's a fairly high percentage of athletes after 5 years of retirement are bankrupt. Why? Because they're intimidated by money. They don't have an attitude of money. It's their attitude about money. Sometimes they believe it's always going to come from the source, one source. This is my only source, and I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff. Okay, so finishing the article on this, we avoid our bank accounts. We avoid our bills. We avoid how much debt we have. We avoid it altogether and secretly hope it will solve itself. That's so that – do you have that attitude? I don't know many people that do have completely that void of an attitude about money where they, oh, whatever, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it. And worry is not a good word, but I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to think about money. So you have to have an attitude about money, a respect for money, a respect for what it does and how it comes and how to use it. If you want to create more wealth in your life, you have to get to know your money. In fact, you have to be in the commanding position with it, which means knowing the exact state of your finances, even if it scares you. What about that? You think that's true? I mean, I'm reading this and I'm going through the article and I want to present some ideas about money and attracting money, but it's your attitude about it, right? Take small steps to get to know money. Look at your bank account every day instead of spiraling into a panic, stretching yourself to feel grateful that you even have a bank account. Appreciate your money. So appreciate money or appreciate your money and try to see it through the eyes of I have rather than I don't have. So it's an appreciation. I'm appreciative of the amount of money that I do have in the bank. You know, it's that principle of the law of attraction. The more you appreciate something, the more you get of it. So the more you appreciate the money you do have, the more money you will receive. So it's going back to this idea of our attitude about it. But also beyond our attitude is our beliefs. Well, we'll talk more about that. As you get acquainted with your money, it will become less scary to you, putting you in a commanding position with it, more wealth to you. Now, let's stop there for a second because these things float into my consciousness as I'm going through here. You have to think in terms of money as being nothing more than energy. That the money that you have in the bank is not necessarily literal pieces of paper, is it? It's not gold. It's not literal pieces of paper. It gets translated. Energy gets translated into pieces of paper. But most people never see their money, never actually see a physical amount of money, do they? Because if you have money in the bank, it's electronic. You have a debit card. You have a credit card. How many people actually take money out of the bank? You pay your bills in some way. You write a check. You use a debit card. You use a credit card. Whatever you use, it's all energy. It's not really a physical thing. And the magic about money and how it's created, it's not created from physical. It's created from activities. I mean, let me explain that. When banks get more money, it's not because somebody prints more money and gives them more money, but it becomes a value-added situation. It's based on loaning money and receiving an energy of money. I know, I studied economics years ago, and it's kind of a fascinating thing. If you really get into money, it's being nothing more than energy, that it's an energy you receive from doing something. You work, you get an energy. You put out your energy, you get an energy back, which is money, which can be used to buy other forms of energy, which is food, right? Okay, I'm kind of going a little deep into this one. But so you have to think in terms of money as this, not these crisp $100 bills in your wallet, but as energy itself. And where is the source of energy? What's the universe? Source energy. It's source. It's God. That's the source of energy. Now, I know we're going off into a little bit of a metaphysical, spiritual approach to it, but just think about that for a while. The next point is invest in yourself, aka save your money. Now, there's a need to put away a certain amount of money, and I'm going to not delve too deeply in this particular part of the article. I'm going to go to the next point. And a point three that they make, and then I'm going to skip to another article and maybe take some more calls and talk a little bit more about other aspects of money. Because the next point is uncover your program fears about money. So now that's as what I do for people and how I help people is to uncover these beliefs or fears that you have about money, which holds you back from the energy of money. The way your family dealt with money in the past is a huge influence on how you deal with money today. By understanding the financial fears and patterns that were passed on to you, you can move beyond them, creating a new wealth mindset that is more suitable for you now. Interesting, isn't it? That our patterns from our family line, our siblings, our teachers when we were young. I was raised, and I'm old enough now that I was raised by people and around people who lived through the Great Depression. And they had a really fearful attitude about money because they saw their money being wiped out and it was really hard to get and it was really difficult to get during the 1930s and the 1940s. And those stories were passed on. There wasn't the free-flowing energy about money, that money comes to us and it's about an attitude, a positive attitude. It was a fearful attitude about money because there just wasn't enough. But the interesting thing about that time period, even if you go into the history of the 1930s and the Great Depression, there are a lot of people who made money during that time period. A lot of people who bought property, right? And that property increased in value as time went on, and they increased their value, which translates into money or abundance. Not everybody lost their money. You know, even if 25% of the population or 20% of the population is unemployed and struggling, that still means that 80% of the people in the population are doing something that are okay. You know, they said that if 10% unemployment is a really high unemployment rate, well, that still means that 90% of the people are working. So what's your attitude? What's your family attitudes that have kept you from thinking in terms of, oh, you come from this generation, you come from this, you know, this community, you come from this family line, you all this sort of thing about money? What is your attitude about money? In order to uncover your pre-programmed fears about money, ask yourself, what did my parents fear about money? How did my parents act with money? How do I act with money in a similar way? If you don't know how, and if you can't go there, and you're kind of like, I'm not sure what they, that's my job is to help you. I take you and I use regression therapy to take you back to your childhood and to look at those fears, those beliefs about money, and change them. You know, it's easy enough to change things. It really can. From a subconscious level, you can change your belief systems. Okay. And the problem with the subconscious beliefs, it's really kind of interesting, is that we go through our life supporting our subconscious beliefs. We're looking for things in our lives that support us on those beliefs. Okay. For example, money is hard to come by. So you're going to go through your whole life looking for ways to support that belief that money is hard to come by. You will. You absolutely will. Because you want to support those beliefs you picked up from your family members versus, oh, that's wrong. So it's hard. You have to reprogram yourself. Okay, well, enough of that. Okay. Let me see where we're going at right now with somebody else. Okay. Let me move on to the next article, actually, on the same subject. I thought it was kind of an interesting way of looking at it. So we're talking about the point of set your intention about money. And this article gets into a little bit more about setting your intention about money. It's Sarah Prout, P-R-O-U-T, wrote this article. Sarah is a coach. She's an entrepreneur, law of attraction expert, teacher of new thought. Okay, so we'll give her that. But I thought the article was interesting, and I liked her 6 points. So we'll go through her 6 points, and I'll tie in some thoughts from Spirit on this whole subject. Set your intention. Take time to be really clear on the amount you are requesting for the universe and also the time it will take for you to receive it. The universe loves specificity. being specific. If you're not clear on what you want to attract, then you will be manifesting by default, and all sorts of nasty surprises will appear. Well, we'll forget about the nasty surprises for a moment, but have an intention of what you want. I remember certain authors in The Secret, they talked about it. They had a vision of $100,000 that they were going to earn. I think it was $100,000 by the end of the year doing publishing a book. So they actually wrote it down and put it on the wall, $100,000, and that was their intent. Was it $100,000 or was it $1 million? If you've seen The Secret, you might remember. They came very close to that. So they set their intention of what they wanted. And also, they set it by the end of the year. So they set a time frame. Okay, by the end of the year, you know, Pam Grout's one of my favorite authors. And you know, in a short-term thing, she gives the universe 72 hours. 72 hours to show me some prosperity in my life, to give me some money that I need. Sometimes it doesn't happen in 72 hours, but you set the intention of what you want the money for. I want to take a trip to whatever. I want to buy a new car, so I need the money to buy a new car. Now, that could translate in winning a new car, couldn't it? Right? It's the energy. Somewhere the money came about, and the energy is that you got that new car. So don't be so specific about how it's – see, this is not about how it's going to happen. You would set your intention here of what I want and why you want it in your time frame you want it by, but not – you got to stay away from the how part. That's a tough one for most people. I think you'll agree with that. Imprint your subconscious mind and imprint the field of energy. So we're talking about energy again. Money is nothing more than energy. It could be done through affirmations surrounding yourself in the energy of abundance. You can do this by going to expensive stores, dressing up in your best clothes, daily gratitude or appreciation practice to be thankful for what you do have now, and also repeating mantras and affirmations that help you rewire your feelings about money. I remember in the Law of Attraction, there was this one thing that they talked about, and I guess it was in The Secret or somewhere I read. Maybe it was the Abraham material, this idea that carry about $100 with you. If you feel safe and comfortable carrying $100 a bill and $100 with you, or whatever amount of money you're comfortable with, and walk by different stores and go, oh, yeah, I could buy that. Nah, I could buy that. I could buy that. I could buy that. If you have more money, fine, you can buy more stuff if you wanted to. You don't have to spend it. But you get in that attitude of – and that thing about money is that, yeah, I can do this. I can afford that. I can do that. I can – yeah, I can spend money on that because you have the money, right? It's in your pocket. It's in your wallet, in your purse, whatever it is. Point three. That's an interesting concept. It's about feeling rich or feeling wealthy or feeling – and it's not depriving yourself of stuff. So every once in a while, you need to treat yourself. Every once in a while, you need to go out and do something really special for yourself. Go out for that special meal that you normally wouldn't do because, well, I can't afford it, right? Well, that's just kind of blocking money right there. Well, I can't afford that. Well, don't do it. Just every once in a while. It's not going to – bankrupt you, and you're not taking your rent money unless you're so inclined, but I doubt if you will be, or your bill money. It's that little extra money. Just go out and treat yourself. Do something special or give it to somebody. Find a homeless person. Give them a couple dollars or buy something for somebody that you care about. Be generous with your money towards yourself and their others. Okay, so we talked about that one, right? No. Okay, so you must see yourself as if the abundance has already been manifested. You must give thanks for your prosperity despite the physical reality of what you are being presented with. This is the ultimate key of unlocking your desires from the universe. Well, it's an attitude about money again. We're back to attitude. And again, we're not about worrying about how it's going to come about or stop worrying in general. It's a feeling thing. Worry is a negative feeling. Feeling of hope, feeling prosperous, feeling abundant, feeling wealthy. Those are all positive energies because you know you're going to do good with all that money you're getting. So it's that, it's an energy feeling. It's a feeling, an emotional feeling. I know that's hard at times because you got, you look at your bank account and you have $30 and you have all these bills and you're going, I don't feel so prosperous. But what's the expression? Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. You know, put your best clothes on. Go out, go window shopping. Walk into the most expensive stores that you know. Look around and set intentions for the universe. Oh, I want one of those and I want one of those. Don't worry about how. Don't get hung up on that. Oh, how's that ever going to happen? That's, how's that ever going to come about? Don't go there. Go about, oh, I would love one of those. Now, if you're given gifts, it's like being given money. If somebody gives you something, presents you something, that's the same thing, really, isn't it? Then you take out the how part and you allow it to come to you and however it's going to come to you. That if somebody gives you a car or whatever it might be, or you win it or it comes to you in some other way, you've just bypassed, you've cut out a step, really. You've cut out the money step and you've just been given the result of what you want. It's the same thing. It really is the same thing. Secret number four, her secret number four, send loving energy to the flow of money in and out. That's a really cool expression. I like that a lot. Sending loving energy to the flow of money in and out. Okay? Paychecks make you happy while bills make you put on a cranky, your cranky pants with annoyance and anxiety. You need to rewire this in order to get out of your own way. Each time you feel pissed off when a bill gets sent to you, then you actively choose to block the flow of abundance. Now, how do you turn that around? How do you turn that around a little bit? When you see a bill come in, well, just say your electrical bill, and you go, oh, man, well, you know what? I really appreciated the air conditioner I got to run during this hot summer months because so I really appreciate that the bill because that money that I'm going to manifest for it really helped pay for what? The air conditioner that kept me cool or the lights on or whatever bill's coming in. Oh, the rent bill. Oh, well, you know, I got a place, nice place to live. I really appreciate that bill because I do have a lovely place to live. What, my car payment. Oh, well, look, a nice car I've had. And, you know, it's really gotten me where I need to go. So appreciate all that stuff, right? Appreciate the bills because what they have provided for you. Now, that's a principle of the law of attraction. So you're not blocking the flow, you're appreciating the flow of the bill because it, what it's done for you. And saying, oh no, another bill. Ugh, geez, I got to pay another bill, right? No. What has that bill done for you? What energy have you received that now you're going to exchange energy for? Does that make sense? What energy have you received that that bill is dictating for you? You get a bill from, let's say, a store, some kind of, you know, some store, right? Yeah. Let's say it's Nordstrom's, for example. Well, you bought some really nice stuff there, right? So appreciate the flow, that energy that you got. Appreciate it. Now you're going to extend some energy out in appreciation for what that bill, what that store did for you, right? I know my part of my little mind goes, well, what about that stuff if it's crap? Oh. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the crap. You know, well, that broken down car, I'm still paying for it. Nah, you got to change that attitude, right? Oh, that broken down car. No, we're going to stay out of that one. I know that's it. Sometimes it's easy to flip into that one, but let's don't go there, right? Just appreciate the energy. Appreciate the opportunities that money gives you. Okay, well, let's move on. I got a couple more points, and then we're going to talk about my points a little bit more. And I'm going to talk about my that one point that I have here about living your bliss. I think that's so important. So step five, show reverence and respect for the money you have now. And that's kind of back to the last article I talked to a little bit about. So it's about make sure you show your money how much you love it by taking care of it. What does your wallet or your purse currently look like? Are there receipts stuffed in there? What do you think your person wallet says about your abundance mindset? Are you got your money all wadded up and little balls and, you know, or you stretch your money out and appreciate it, you know? Do you know, another thing, you know, going back to the last article, a little bit about what's your bank account look like? What's your checkbook look like? Do you know how much money's in there? Do you respect your money? How much do you have? Now, you can visualize more. And visualizing is really an important part of this, visualizing more of it. The best way to show profound gratitude and reverence for the energy of your current abundance is to ensure that it's all sitting all neatly in your wallet, your purse or wallet, or your checkbook is in order and you know exactly what you have and money-wise, right? So it's your attitude about a money. It's appreciating money. It's money is energy. Do you appreciate the energy of money? Do you appreciate the energy of electricity? Do you appreciate the energy of food? It's just another form of energy. You know, we could almost put it into the idea of food. Do you appreciate the food you have? Do you honor the food you have that you eat? And do you appreciate the people who grew the food and packaged the food, or the fact that your hands went into the garden and picked this food? Do you appreciate the plants? Now, I know that's a little different energy, but it's the same thing, really. It's appreciating money is like you would appreciate your food. Money's energy, food's energy. It all keeps you going. So do you show respect and appreciation for your money? Do you know how much you have right now? Okay. Really, it's an interesting concept that sometimes difficult to grasp because we let our fears, and we go back to the topics before, we got to get rid of our fears and our belief systems about money and our attitude about money. Shift your attitude about money. Respect money as an energy, and it's a servant to you. Wow, that's a good point. I just kind of flew in right now. Money is a servant. It's here to help you. It's here to give you things, to help you achieve things in your life. It's help you to travel, help you to do this, it help you on your invention. So money is a servant. You're not a slave to money. Excellent point, right? Don't be a slave to money. Money is your servant. And as soon as you change that attitude about money, as it's a servant to you, it's being given to you by the universe to use. It's going to serve you in positive ways. It's an energy that's going to assist you in your life. Then you adjust your money attitude about money and the free flow of money. Money is nothing more than a servant. It helps me. It helps me do things I want to do. It helps me attend events I want to attend. It helps me to travel where I want to go. It helps me to buy things that I need. It helps me to buy quality food. It helps me to buy clothes that I really appreciate. It helps me to do things, go to movie theaters. It helps me to go to plays. It helps me to do this. It's my servant to assist me in my life. So let's go move on to point six, secret six. And I that last point just kind of jumped in, but I thought, very interesting point. Money is a servant. You're not a slave to it. It's a servant to you. Okay, so this next point is, this was the most powerful and beautiful piece of advice that my mother gave me when I was on the brink of going bankruptcy in 2009. She told me, just be gentle on yourself. Take one day at a time. Well, it goes back to my point. Stop worrying. This helped me tremendously to keep me focused on my power in the present moment and not sabotage my vibration. Yes, keeping your vibration high, keeping your energy feel high, keeping a positive attitude about life. It's back to living your bliss, right? And I'll get more into the living your bliss in a moment. Okay. This is an imperative factor, women. Okay. With an overwhelmed thinking by uncertainty of financial future. So that's a little bit of trust. The uncertainty can get to a lot of people. There has to be a certain amount of trust. How is it going to come to you? So that's the trust factor. How is it going to get to you? The how part is the universe's part, the source's part, it's God's part. You just need to live in your bliss. This is an imperative factor to energy management throughout the manifesting process, keeping your vibration high, living your bliss, being happy, enjoying life, finding things to appreciate, even if it's the littlest things. Right? Cool idea that if you can keep your energy high, then you get into that vibration, high vibration, as much as you can. And once you get there, you are going to be attracting more of what you want. Set an intention. Let's go back over this a little bit. Set an intention of what you want, right? Know what you want. Don't worry about the how part. Change your attitude about money. Live your bliss. Live your purpose. Find things that you love to do. Live things that you love to do. And then my last point has always been be generous. Help others. Assist others in some way. Little things, big things, whatever you can afford. Whatever you're motivated to do for other people, do it, right? So it's always a combination of these things. So those are the basic principles of attracting money in your life. So why not start today? Why not? Maybe you want to set the bar really low today. Maybe you want to, in the next 72 hours, you want to attract a cup of coffee, right? Or a lunch from somebody. Now, remember, the object is just cutting out the middleman. You didn't have to receive the money to do it. Somebody bought it for you. It's almost like receiving money. Now, I remember a law of attraction teacher I knew said that everything you receive in life is a form of money. You know, somebody gives you something, it's a form of money because they paid for it, but they're giving you the energy of money through the object that you got. So it could be a cup of coffee. It could be a lunch. It could be a new dress. It could be a new hot tie. It could be whatever it is. It's still, in essence, that energy of money that's tied up in whatever that is. So appreciate it. And you could even count it. How much did I get today? Well, somebody, I found a quarter. So I made a quarter today. Right? Somebody bought me a cup of coffee, so that was like $4 or $3, wherever you go, right? Depending on the cost of your coffee. Hey, I made $4 today. I'm really abundant today, right? So whatever it is, be appreciative of it. The money that flows to you and the energy that flows to you. So you think in terms of even if you're given things, right? It's money. It's a flow of money through the object. So I this is a really a valuable subject. I'll be back tomorrow. Not sure what we'll talk about tomorrow, but you just think about these points on money. And I'm going to go back to what I do for people as a intuitive performance coach. I rely on spirit. As I'm doing this discussion on money, I'm hearing things like money is your servant and you're not a slave to it. Not the spirit giving me that, okay? So when I work with people as a performance coach, I'm helping you to deal with the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, and moving out of those and giving you and helping you to realize how you want to reprogram yourself. What tips and ideas from spirit, for example, about money. Okay, thinking of terming of money as being a servant, that you're not a slave to money. More ideas about living your bliss. So you can contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page, through my website, through my website, through Facebook. I'd love to help you. And I have reasonable rates if you're interested in a session or two on whatever the subject is. It doesn't have to be money. It could be about relationships. What's your fear about relationships? Or what's your fear about this? Or what's your fear about that? It's where is your energy all off on whatever subject it is? And we're going to crank you up a little bit to get to a higher vibration so that you can achieve your goals in life, whatever they are. If it's money, if it's a job, if it's a relationship, that's what I do. And that's what I love to do. I love to, it's mentoring in a way, it's psychic in a way, but it's more about inspiring you to reach the higher level in your life. Do you get to where you want to be? And getting rid of those things that are holding you back, those limitations. So thank you for listening. And I appreciate all those who call in, but I appreciate those who listen to the show later. I love you guys, and be well. Have some fun today. Just really have some fun. Bye.